Welcome to the All Our Coach Podcast. My name is Tim Mikelashvili. I'm your host, also CEO and co-founder of Amadev Pharma, an analytics and organizational change agency in life sciences that hosts a global annual Medical Affairs Innovation Olympics event. And so today, I present to you a first of a new series that you will hear on this podcast, the Innovation Olympics series, which will provide you with a glimpse of this event in which innovators in healthcare became Olympians at the 2023 Medical Affairs Innovation Olympics. So in this episode, you will hear one of the presentations from the opening ceremony called New Renaissance in Healthcare from September 18th of 2023. So hope you enjoy it and look for more episodes and more highlights in this series on the All Out Coach podcast that will capture some of the most memorable moments and lessons that are valuable for all of us in healthcare and beyond. And so here it is, along with the Olympic theme music that was specially composed for this event. Welcome, everyone, to the Medical Affairs Innovation Olympics opening ceremony. Thank you for joining us from all across the globe. We have visitors from Australia, Europe, United States, across our country. Why innovation happens depends on who makes decisions, when, and whose interest. This year's event, it's important to note, is dedicated to the children, our current and future generations, and also to our prospect feeling younger and healthier. As we revisit our youth and enthusiasm for new things, let's share what we see when we look at children. I see eternity in their eyes, longevity, health, life in its full swing. The longer we live, the more complex life may seem, the more we realize how simple it actually is. And children, all they ask us is for someone with whom to play, partner, regardless of what corner of this earth or what flag they carry in true Olympic spirit. There is also depth in the eyes of children and wisdom in their simplicity, joy, bliss, and something that all of us seek, regardless of whether we are 5 or 85 years old, and that is attention through a shared experience. Although children may not always know how to lose when they compete, which some of us learn as adults, they teach us a thing or two about accountability because they do not forget when we do not fulfill our promises. So the ultimate wisdom is manifested in our healthcare and industry through the simplicity of their expectations. And that is to simply practice what we preach. So it's our duty in healthcare to allow our children to live longer, healthier, and better lives. However, frankly, because of our global environment, our conflict, our war, there's reason to doubt that promise.
The shortages of fundamental foods and grains. So we're experiencing a critical dichotomy
with advances in healthcare that are unprecedented. We are now developing drugs that are fully discovered by AI and that are in human clinical trials. We are treating cancer earlier in its stage than ever before. Genetic therapy to reverse aging and other diseases. We're also sharing more information across our companies in the industry. Our drug target databases across 10 large pharmaceutical companies without compromising our intellectual property, significantly shortening the time it takes to develop medicines through an initiative called Melody. However, sadly, on the other hand, we are faced with a global conflict that questions the purpose of our innovation, that threatens the advances that we're making. Earlier, during this situation that we're all impacted by, there are many different leaders that
tried to convince the aggressors
how to make peace. There was one that stood out, that was unforgettable in my mind. That was from the president of India, who simply used this argument to make peace. We no longer live in the era of war, which is an important reminder how many decades and years back, actually, that this conflict is taking us, and how inconsistent it is with the potential of our innovation. And so we are all in need of a new healthcare renaissance, as there are shortages in healthcare that are unprecedented. Patients are now finding themselves polarized. They're distant from physicians. They don't trust the healthcare industry and the healthcare providers, despite the advances we've made in the COVID vaccines. The shortages in healthcare are likely to reach over 3 million in just a couple of years. About half of our healthcare providers whom we need to innovate, to deliver innovation, openly admit that they are planning to leave their current roles. And inflation, the pandemic restrictions, lack of trust are cited by patients in the latest 2023 Edelman Trust Barometer Global Research as some of the factors that are making them sick, that are negatively impacting their health. And despite so many methods and sources where they can find medical information, patients are finding taking care of their own health much more difficult than even 1 year ago. Their trust has decreased not only in providers or industry, but in the media, which is leading to unpredictable healthcare decisions. Data demonstrate that patients, particularly the youngest age groups, tend to contradict decisions and recommendations from their providers. And so our health extends far beyond our physical well-being. As you see some of the data from the Edelman Trust Barometer, 66% of the survey respondents across the globe stated that mental health, emotional health, belonging to a community are also part of their sustainability. Reminded me of an anecdote that one physician told me years ago. He had a patient who had only 6 months to live, a terminal diagnosis of cancer. And this patient wanted to live life to its fullest. He went and he sold all his possessions, moved from the country into the city. He ended up seeing the doctor again in 1 year. The physician gave him good news. He said, "Congratulations, you don't have cancer anymore. You're a healthy man." To which the patient responded, "Well, what is the value of my life now that I don't have any money or anything that belongs to me?" And so this reminds us that our health is the product of the sustainability of our life. Can you afford to be a part of a community when your income is so low that life becomes difficult to sustain? This is the question that we have to ask. So to drive a new renaissance in healthcare, let's learn some lessons from this period. This innovation from 4 to 8 centuries ago has left us with beauty that's unparalleled in many regards. Yet to innovate, the young 17-year-old Cosimo de' Medici had to go back and revisit older generations, bring back antiquity from antique philosophers and their learnings from Greece and Rome, to transform the culture and art and science.
Cosimo continued to pass the purpose of his family's dynasty down to the next generations. Imagine this picture. His young grandson, Lorenzo de' Medici,
who lived together with a philosopher and a priest, Marcello Ficino, and sculptor Michelangelo for 5 years to discuss the impact of this innovation on their culture. And so this amalgamation of different perspectives and motivations deliberately led to artists and scientists that developed new art and work, not for the sake of art or science itself, but to develop a particular community. The period has left us with many notes in terms of the sizes and proportions of the squares and how they were built, such that children that were playing would be able to hear their mother calling them. Medici was influenced by the Roman philosopher Sallust as well, who had described the previous era of decadence as public squalor and private opulence. So Renaissance ultimately did not only expand the freedom of thought, critical thinking, but also it
made truth,
beauty, and wisdom now becoming accessible to everyone in the public. So what can we learn in healthcare from their goals and their ultimate outcomes? Well, we need to strive for not only improving patient outcomes, but how they interact with the entire healthcare system in order to create a particular community to which they belong. And also to close the generational gap in leadership, as the 17-year-old Cosimo de' Medici did. Who are some of our philosophers of our age today? In many regards, I think the Renaissance is already started in healthcare because
these philosophers of today are organizational change experts.
Our young leaders that are entering the healthcare clinical force, are even investors and shareholders are now driving our companies in pharma and biotech to invest in seemingly non-revenue generating initiatives such as ESG in order to focus on the impact that we are having on our environment. And also to remind us about the long-term value of corporate social responsibility, diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging, in addition to profits and revenue. So this event is designed to inspire and practice a long-term vision that addresses the real-world global scenarios in healthcare today. Because a patient should not have to wait years until a treatment or a trial becomes available in their town or country. As they move from job to another job or retire, or from one hospital to the next, they should be able to have access and claim their medical records in real time, wherever they go, and receive continuous preventive, maintenance, or acute care. Finally, because of the advances that we're making, patients anywhere in this world should have a reasonable expectation to receive the sufficient high-quality care in order to survive, prolong, and improve their lives. So as we learn from the Renaissance, to innovate, our industry also has to close the generational gap in leadership. Studies show that longer experience as a physician does not correlate with higher quality of care. So we must also learn from our new healthcare providers about how they apply the medical information to guide their clinical decisions. And they, in turn, have to learn from some of our experienced healthcare providers about how to respond to adversity, how to think independently, regardless of the latest change in the algorithm of social media, for example. And so innovators always contrast those opposing forces who say that innovation is not for us, it's for someone else, or those decision makers, or we have to do more with less, we can't afford innovation, or that our strategy has gotten us this far. Well, what got you here won't necessarily get you there.
Innovators are in the business of inspiration.
While innovation takes risk and courage and time, these ideas will remain in the back of our mind and in our subconscious unless we provide incentives. And this is why this Innovation Olympics event provides our leaders the incentives and the ability to see where their ideas actually fall in relation to the field, other companies, our organizations, and our industry as well.
By competing.
And ultimately, you need to allocate time and resources to innovation. That's why Amedev Pharma is making an investment in helping test ideas and propel them forward. During this time of limitations of resources, economic instability, to which we've been previously,
but now
no longer resistant, are even more critical to us today. So we need to directly link the value of our contributions in medicine to our business, prosperity, and also to our healthcare community. So as Les Brown says, we fail not because we aim high and we miss, but because we aim too low and hit the target. So over the next 16 days, we'll take a pause to reflect on the global impact of our innovation, to compete, learn how each one of us can help patients reclaim their health and revive our planet. And perhaps we can look forward to future innovation, not only with our own eyes, but through the eyes of children, our predecessors, our artists and scientists who brought us the Renaissance.